This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Washington Post broke news Thursday about a secret whistleblower complaint that has sparked a legal battle between lawmakers and the Trump administration. The Post reports the complaint involves communications between President Trump and a foreign leader that involves a promise that has something to do with Ukraine. Post said its report was based on two former U.S. officials familiar with the matter. White House records indicate that Mr. Trump spoke with at least five foreign leaders in the 5 weeks before the date of the complaint, August 12th. The leaders include the Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as well as the leaders of Pakistan, the Netherlands, and Qatar. Israeli political challenger Benny Gantz said Thursday that he, not Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, should lead a new unity government. Gantz's centrist blue and white party won the most seats in parliament this week's elections. There was no clear winner in Tuesday's elections, but Gantz's party won 33 seats to 31 for Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party. Both Netanyahu and Gantz called for a unity government, but Gantz said that he should lead the next one since his party won more seats than Likud. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has announced that the U.S. military will now be on the front lines of protecting the country's elections from foreign interference. This comes as the 2020 presidential campaign season heats up, despite concerns about both Russian and Chinese efforts to meddle in last November's midterm elections. The Defense Department was in the background, standing up a handful of cyber protection teams that could have been called upon to assist the Department of Homeland Security if needed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday he has important information for President Trump about how to respond to the recent attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. He spoke after meeting with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates.